我们一起来读两段的圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
第一段就是记载在《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
这一段圣经我就请翻译的弟兄用英文来念，我们中文的就一起来看。
We'll read this in English, and for those of you who have Chinese Bible, please read along silently. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
第二段圣经，我们来看罗马书第十五章。
The second portion is taken from Romans chapter 15.
罗马书第十五章第二十节第二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21.
这段圣经由我来读，然后这个弟兄姊妹大家一起来看圣经。
We'll read this in Chinese.
罗马书十五章二十节二十一节，我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。这一次波士顿教会的主题是直到地极。
Your theme this year is to the ends of the world.
我在神的面前一直思想直到地极到底是什么意思。
I keep on thinking, what does that mean?
我想那个直到地极不单是指地域来讲的，
I believe,
地方来讲的，不单单是指地方来讲的。
I believe that when we say to the ends of the world, that doesn't just mean spatially or geographically.
那个地极也很可能是讲到人跟人之间的距离来讲。
Perhaps it describes the distance between man and man.
因为耶路撒冷是当时的使徒们所很熟悉的很亲近的一批人。
Because in Jerusalem are those who are close to and dear to the apostles.
从以色列人当中进到撒玛利亚，乃是进到一群被当时以色列人所看不太起的人的中间。
To go from Jerusalem to Samaria is for the Jews to go among those that they despise.
假如要从撒玛利亚一直去到地极，就是去到外邦人的中间的话，乃是说要进到被以色列人完全看不起，视同像狗一样的人的中间去。
And if for the Jews to leave Samaria to the ends of the world, that means to go to the Gentiles, people that they consider the same as dogs.
在当时的信耶稣的人中间来看，
For those who believe in Jesus then,
这的确是一件非常大的事情。
This was a great event.
所以耶稣跟他们讲说，但圣灵降临在你们身上的时候，
So when Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit descends on you,
或许他们很能够体会，的确这件事情需要圣灵降临，我们才有可能去做的。
Indeed, this thing can be undertaken only when we have the Holy Spirit's power.
我想很多弟兄姊妹可能也有这样一个思想。
Maybe you have the same thing.
那个思想乃是说，今天若是我们能够向外面去传福音，做宣教的工作的话，真的需要圣灵来充满我们。
Perhaps you all have the same thought that for us to preach the gospel, indeed we need the Holy Spirit to fill us.
但是我要讲的乃是我从圣经里面看见。
But then what I'm telling you is from the Bible.
圣灵的确充满了这一群人。
The Holy Spirit filled these people.
但是这群人并没有出到耶路撒冷以外的地方去宣教。
But then they did not leave Jerusalem.
圣经里面似乎也给我们看见。
The Bible also shows us
这样一个艰巨的使命不是少数几个人所可以完成的。
This is a great commission and it cannot be undertaken by just a few.
所以我们看见当时的信徒，当时的使徒们到最后是怎么样离开耶路撒冷，开始来执行这一个直到地极的任务的。
So how did the apostles and the believers begin to fulfill this great command?
我们发现后来乃是因为环境上遭遇了大逼迫，才把耶路撒冷的信徒赶出了耶路撒冷。
From the Bible we read that it was only when tribulations and trials came upon them that they have to leave Jerusalem.
但在最近的这几年，神让我接触到还没有被接触过的人群的时候，
And in these past few years when I have this opportunity to reach the unreached,
我里面有个真实的感觉，今天愿意跟大家分享。
I have this feeling in my heart that I'm willing to share with you.
那绝对不是宣教士所可以完成的工作。
This is not work that can be fulfilled by missionaries.
当我有这样的一种感觉的时候，
When I have this feeling,
我觉得说 神啊，有可能把这样的信息传给在北美波士顿的弟兄姊妹。
I begin to question God, is it possible to preach this message to the believers in North America?
但是我愿意借着初期教会跟四十年中国大陆的信徒们所做的，让我们有个思想。
But I want to use the experience of the early church and the Chinese church in the past four decades to help us meditate on this.
我不知道刚才大家有没有唱一首诗歌，是337还是哪一首诗歌哈
？Just now we sang hymn 337.
就是在《使徒行传》第八章的第四节。
It's actually taken from Acts chapter 8, verse 4.
当时这些信徒、门徒被赶出去以后。
After the apostles were chased away,
他们就到处去宣讲福音。
They preached the word whenever they went.
就好像在中国大陆一样。
Just like in China.
四十年以前门关起来了，所有外面的宣教是被赶了出去。
Some 40 years ago, the door of the gospel were closed. The missionaries were scattered out.
多少研究传福音策略跟宣教理论的学者们。
Many scholars of missions.
他们的想法乃是说，可能在共产集权所统治的里面，大概基督徒已经非常的减少了。
Concluded that Christianity will diminish under the communistic rule.
但是没有想到，四十年后门一开的时候
，We never imagined that 40 years later, when the door was open,
在中国大陆里面的基督徒最少的估计增长了50倍。
The conservative estimate is that the number of Christians have increased 50-fold.
我们发现在那个地方整个福音的进行是什么样一个光景呢？
How does the gospel propagate there?
有一点像初期教会一样。
It is very much like the early church.
有逼迫。
There was trial.
这些基督徒被分散到全中国各地各方。
The Christians were scattered throughout China.
他们开始深深地生活在没有福音的地区里面。
They start to live among those who have never been reached.
每一个信徒就好像是一颗福音的种子，在那个地方发芽、开花、结果。
Each believer is like a seed. They took root and then they grew and bear fruit.
我想这是初期教会跟中国大陆的信徒们所给我们看见的一条的路。
This is a way that we can see from the early church and from China.
而我们反观我们在文明城市里面的基督徒跟教会。
But what about us Christians here in the city, in civilization?
在我们的思想的里面,
in our thoughts,
我们总觉得宣教是宣教士的事。
We feel that mission belongs to the missionaries.
我们总以为说传福音是牧师传道人的事。
We feel that the gospel belongs to the preachers and the evangelists.
或许我们总以为说今天的世界什么地方还有地级呢？
Or you may say, oh, the gospel's been preached to the ends already.
因为的确站在一个卫星的上面，地球地级跟不是地级是没有意义的。
Because once you're out in space, indeed, there's no meaning to the word to the ends of the world.
所以在我们的思想的里面，在二十世纪的九十年代，怎么还可能有福音未得之名跟福音还没有去到的地方呢？
So perhaps it's hard for you to imagine how can we still have the unreached in the 90s.
真的，我们用我们的思想，你看这个广播电台、电视的转播，这个新闻的卫星，怎么有可能还有地方没有听到福音过呢？
Through the use of satellites and television and broadcasting, how can there be still places that are unreached?
交通那样的快速，任何的车辆、交通工具，我们要到什么地方，马上好像就可以到那个地方一样。
Transportation is so efficient, seemingly you can reach any place fairly quickly.
跟用我们所接受过的教育背景想说，有那么多的福音的书刊，怎么还可能有人没有听过福音呢？
And then through our education process, we've come across so much gospel literature, so it's hard for us to imagine how can one not hear of the gospel.
我想今天很正式的跟弟兄姊妹讲这一点。
I want to share with you on this point.
乃是因为在我们长久以来的生活当中，
It's because in our everyday life,
今天的基督徒已经跟初期教会的基督徒有所不同。
Today's Christian is very different from the Christian of the early church.
今天现代的基督徒，我们有一个选择我们生活的权利。
The Christian of today have a choice of how they live.
所以在我们的一生的里面，
So in our lives,
我们所选择的是要活在什么地方呢？
Where do we choose to live?
我们要选择活在那个比较安定、没有危险的地方。
We choose a place that is secure and out of danger.
因为这的确是我们一个好像很重要的生存的环境。
Indeed, this is a very important factor in our lives.
里面最好不要有战乱。
No wars.
这个环境最好是很干净，没有什么疾病。
Very clean, without disease.
所以我们就喜欢选择一个我们认为很适合我们居住的环境。
So we choose an environment that we feel is suitable for us.
久而久之，这样一种人生选择的目标。
This goal in our lives.
就带领现在的基督徒离开那些很偏僻、很危险的地方，越来越遥远。
Will bring the Christians of today further and further away from those places that are not quite civilized.
或许我们现在的基督徒所追求的人生是比较舒适跟享受的。
Or perhaps the Christian of today is choosing a life of comfort.
所以那些没有享受的地方、原始的地方、落后的地方，离我们就越来越远。
So a primitive place with less material comforts will become further and further away from us.
到了一个地步，我们可以欺骗我们自己说，哪里还有这样的人呢？
Until to a point, we may actually deceive ourselves and say there is no such people.
但是当神把我带到那样的环境里面去的时候，
But when God took me there,
我说主，我要向你悔改。
I said, God, I have to repent.
因为我所追求的人生只是为了满足我自己的需要，而不是为了满足你的心意。
Because the life that I've chosen is to satisfy my own needs and not to satisfy your wishes.
其实这样的环境不单单是在遥远偏僻的地方。
These kind of environments are not very far from us.
因为我最近到城市里面来，听到很多有关于都市宣教的需要。
Because recently I've learned more and more about the needs of urban evangelization.
特别是徐弟兄告诉我说，有一些专门研究城市宣教的人，他们说可能在公元2000年的时候，有55%的人福音没有接触到的人会集中到大都市里面来。
I was told that through some studies that by the year 2000, 55% of the world's population will be in cities.
当我在思想这个问题的时候，
When I meditate upon this,
我发现都市里面福音不能接触他们的人，跟遥远偏僻的地方福音没有办法去到那边的原则是一个。
The people that are unreached in the cities are in principle not that different from the unreached people.
因为我们不是去到那个需要的地方，我们乃是想去到我们想去的地方。
It's not that we're going to where there is a need, we go where we want to go.
你知道吗？多少的人从很坏的区里面搬到好的区里面。
Many people move from a less desirable location to a more desirable one.
今天文明的城市是被罪恶赶逐了善良。
The cities of today are indeed filled with evil.
今天我们看见世界整个运作有一点像古时候的货币银行，叫劣币驱逐良币这个法则，就是不好的钱一直在外面流通，干净的新的钞票都摆在口袋里面不拿出来用。
The clean money is kept back, and it's the unclean money that's being circulated.
那个意思就是说，你有两张钞票，一张是很脏很旧的，你一定先拿出来用，干净的钞票一定留在口袋里面，以后慢慢才用。
In other words, if you have $2 bills, one is crippled and really used, and the other is brand new, you would tend to use the old one first.
今天我们发现，不是说一些神的儿女愿意到一些很需要的地方去活。
So the children of God today do not choose to go where there is a need.
所以慢慢基督徒被逼到一个很窄小、很小的范围的里面。
So eventually, the Christians will be forced into a small enclave.
这是不是我们的写照？
Is that a true description?
我说，假如今天还有福音没有到的群体，
If I tell you that there are places today where the gospel has not been preached,
我们基督徒必须要第一个反省的乃是，这是不是我们远离了需要福音的人？
Then for us as Christians, we have to respond by saying, are we then far away from those in need?
他们很想靠近我们。
They are trying to draw close to us.
你知道吗？有很多人我们碰不到他。
You know, there are many people we will not reach.
结果神把这些人带到我们的旁边来。
So then God brought them right next to you.
因为他们的学识跟我们不成比例。
But then because our education levels are so different.
因为他们的这个知识水准跟我们不成比例。
Because their intellectual level is so different from us.
因为他们的那种的水准跟我们不成比例。
Because their standard of living is so different from us.
所以我们又搬离了他们。
So we then move away from them.
当假如我们今天要很诚恳地说我们要去接近这一些未得之名的话。
If we say with honesty that we want to reach the unreached,
假如神不扭转我们,
if God doesn't turn us around,
那只是缘木求鱼,
then we are just deceiving ourselves.
没有可能做得到,
this is something we will never achieve.
因为那一群没有听过福音的人,
because those that have not heard the gospel,
是耶稣所爱却被我们遗弃的人,
they are loved by Jesus and yet we threw them away.
我刚才想到这一点的时候，我的心很痛，我心非常难过。When
I say this, my heart is deeply grieved.
因为我看到初期的教会。Because
when I see the early church,
他们在大遭逼迫的时候。When
they were faced with great trials and tribulations,
爸爸妈妈抱着小孩衣衫非常的懒散。Perhaps
a father and mother holding a child, their clothes are indeed in a mess.
然后他们却从耶路撒冷逃到了各地各方。
And they escaped from the pressures of Jerusalem.
但是感谢主,
but we praise God because then the gospel was spread out.
今天我们乃是一群一群衣冠整齐楚楚的人。
And yet for us today, we wear our suits.
我们乃是集中在一起。
We draw close together.
远离那些需要福音的人。
Drawing away from those in need.
弟兄姊妹是吗?
Brothers and sisters, is this not so?
到底是那些没有听过的福音的人是要远离我们, 还是我们这一群应该把福音传给他们的人, 我们遗弃了他们?
What is the true picture that those who are in need draw away from us, or those who have the gospel drawing away from them?
这不得不让我想到,
then I'm forced to think,
天跟地的距离有何等的远?
The distance between heaven and earth did not separate our Lord Jesus from us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你知道罪人跟圣洁的神的等级有差多么的远？
Dear brothers and sisters, how far away are the sinners from our holy God?
然而耶稣却说，我来本不是找义人，乃是找罪人。
But our Lord Jesus said, I come not seeking the righteous, but the sinners.
宣教乃是一条神的道路。
Missions is God's way.
宣教乃是一条让我们从信徒一直长进到使徒的一条路。
It is from the believers we have to go into the world.
我们永远做个信徒，可能宣教进到福音未得的群体，可能可以跟我们没有关系。
If we're just a believer, indeed we can have nothing to do with spreading the gospel to the ends of the world.
但是我们的生命在往前继续的增长，我们的心向着我们主的时候，这是一条我们必须要走的路。
But if our spiritual lives want to grow, we want to draw near to the Lord, this is a way that we cannot neglect.
今天晚上吃饭以前，我还跟李牧师在看一些地图。
Today, before we had our evening meal, I looked at some maps with Pastor Lee.
我们共同有个感觉，怎么可能？
We both have this feeling, how can this be done?
有那么多福音未及的群体。
There are so many unreached people groups.
有那么多福音还没有传到的地方。
There are so many places where the gospel has
怎么有可能?
How can this be possible?
那个意思就是说，弟兄，光是差宣教士，那个需要有多大，怎么可能?
In other words, we cannot just fulfill this by sending missionaries.
神又再一次的
The Lord then moved my heart again. I would like to say this. I'm not a missionary. Because I was in Thailand, they had this retreat for missionaries. I did not attend. Because I'm not a missionary, I'm just a brother in the church. It's just that God led me to a place that needs the gospel.
我真的有这样的一个思想。
I really feel that way.
我们基督徒有没有可能做一个人生的选择？
Can we as Christians make a choice in life?
不需要上帝来赶我们。
We do not need the Lord to chase us out.
因为我们曾经做过一个选择。
Because we have made the choice.
我们要到美国来过日子。
We want to come to America.
有很多在美国长大的孩子，你没有机会做选择。
Many of you who grew up in America, you did not even have that choice.
可能今天我靠着主的恩典，给你做一次选择。
But by the mercy of God, I give you this choice.
你的父母选择的来台湾，从台湾或从其他美国的以外的地方到美国来过日子。
Your parents made the choice to come to America.
你要选择去哪里过日子？
Where will you choose to go to spend your life?
你要选择你的一生要在哪里活？
Where will you choose to spend your life?
我们已经是一个信主的人。
We have believed in our
Lord. 我们说我们要跟随我们的主。
We say we want to follow him.
当主给我们一个权利选择的时候，
When God gives us this choice,
你愿意选择一个很能够满足你心的地方去活呢？你还是愿意去到一个可以满足神的心的地方去活？
Do you want to choose a place where your heart's desire will be met, or will you choose a place where the will of the Lord will be fulfilled?
当时的门徒不是因为心甘情愿的到那些需要福音的地方去活，乃是被环境逼迫赶去的。
The apostles of the early churchdid not go willingly, they were indeed chased.
但是当最近这些年来，
But in the past few years,
我看见在很多的地方也有类似这样的逼迫。
I've seen much similar tribulations.
比如像香港的97，
Perhaps 1997 of Hong Kong.
假如在座有从香港来的，请你原谅我这样的直接的讲。
Those of you from Hong Kong will forgive me for saying this.
那个意思就是说，
In other words,
当环境有逼迫，要我们再一次决定，我们不能够在香港生活了，我们要去哪里活，是上帝又给我们一次机会。
The surroundings of the environment changed so that again we are forced to make a choice. We cannot stay in Hong Kong. Where should we go?
让我们看见在香港没有信主的人，他们的选择是美加地区，还没有信耶稣的人，他们选择是到美国跟加拿大来。
Those who are unbelievers, they choose to come to North America.
我们看见信耶稣的人，他们大部分的选择也是来到美加地区。
What about Christians? Most of them choose to come to North America.
让我最想不通的乃是牧师跟传道，他们选择的终点还是美加地区。
The thing that really puzzles me are the pastors and the preachers also choose to come to North America.
我说主啊，你安慰我的心，让我可以看到一批人，他们愿意再一次做选择的时候，愿意去到福音最需要的地方而活。
So I ask the Lord to comfort my heart so that I can see a group of people whose choice is to stay where there is a need.
我好几次这样的思想。
Several times I thought like this.
的确很难。
It's difficult.
那个难在泰国北部难，在美国也是一样的难。
The difficulty in North Thailand is probably the same level of difficulty here.
跟我们一起成长的孩子，跟我们一起生活有11年。
The children that grew up with us, we spent 11 years.
我们没有到他们中间，他们没有可能读书。
If we didn't go there, they would never have a school to attend.
但是我们在那个地方教导他们，让他们有机会读书。
But we taught them so they have an education.
把福音传给他们，让他们可以得着救恩。
We share with them the gospel so they can be saved.
他们慢慢长大了。
And they start to grow up.
现在到了20几岁了。
Now they're in their 20s.
当去年神把这个瓦族的门，福音的门向我们打开的时候。
So last year when God opened the door to the tribal people of the Wa's,
我就很兴奋地去跟这些瓦族的孩子讲。
So I was so excited that I shared with these children of the wilds.
这是我们的机会。
This is our opportunity.
你的同胞。
These are your kinsmen.
从前福音不可能传到他们中间去。
In the past, we cannot share the gospel.
现在我们的机会来了。
Now is our opportunity.
好不好我们一起去。
How about let's go together?
没有一个愿意跟我们去，没有一个都没有，一个都没有。
Not one was willing to go with us.
流着泪求他。没有一个愿意。
I begged them with tears, and no one responded.
他们要去哪里呢？
Where do they want to go?
他们要从山区听到清迈，去到曼谷。
They want to leave the mountains to go to Chiang Mai, to go to Bangkok.
当然，他们的水准跟我们差了很远，想不到要来美国哈。
Because their level probably is different from us, never crossed their mind to come to North America.
哎呀，我说主啊，何等的艰难。
So I say, Lord, how difficult this is.
希望能够让一群得着你恩典的人可以回报你自己的恩典。
If only a group of people who have received your mercy is willing to repay that.
哎呀，我发觉好难啊。
I discovered that it was difficult.
结果到美国来发现也是一样难。
But when I come to the States, I find it's the same.
在那边的难是求他们留下来难。
The difficulty there is to ask them to stay.
在美国的难是赶大家离开美国难。
The difficulty here is to ask you to leave.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们心里面所看重的到底是什么？
What is important in our hearts?
还是我们多年来我们人生所追求的，只是说神啊，我信靠你，是因为你可以满足我所要的。
Is it what we're saying is, Lord, I've trusted you because you can satisfy my needs?
世界的需要这样的大。
The needs of the world is tremendous.
我真的希望靠着神打破一种宣教是神话的这样一种传统的观念。
How I wish I can break the mold of thinking that missionaries are more superior.
谁说为德之名只有宣教士可以去啊？
Who is to say that only missionaries can go to the unreached?
我们难道不可以选择说主啊，求主你给我看见，让我愿意到那个最需要福音的地方，到那边去活，到那边去生活。
Can we not ask the Lord to show us?That we can make the choice to live among those who have the need.
谁告诉你说做医生一定要在美国做医生啊？
Whoever told you that you have to be a medical doctor in America?
对，世界上面的价值告诉你，在美国做医生收入比较高。
Yes, the worldly values tell you that you stay in America, your income will be very high.
但是假如神有一天告诉你说，你到一个需要福音的地方去做医生的话，你可以得着更多人的灵魂。
But then the Lord may show you one day that to go to a place where there is a need for the gospel, that you can actually save more souls.
我们到底是要得更多的年薪、薪水，还是我们要得更多神所爱的灵魂？
Do we want just an increase in income, or do we want to reach more souls?
我觉得今天我们很凄惨的一件事情，乃是基督徒整个的人生观，可能不是为了满足神。
I think the tragic thing today is that the value system of Christians today is not to satisfy God.
因为真的。
It's true.
什么是你的真信仰呢？
What is your true belief?
你肯为他活的那个才是你真正的信仰。
Your true belief is something that you're willing to live for.
我今天问的乃是，我们真的相信耶稣吗？
So my question boils down to, do you really believe in Jesus?
我们真的看重主所看重的吗？
Do we think what he thinks is important?
我们会为他活的那一个才是我们的信仰。
Our true belief we're willing to live for.
我想今天这是我要让大家看见的。
So this I want you to see.
在初期的教会，把福音几乎可以传到地极去的一个秘诀乃是。
The secret for the early church to be able to preach the gospel to the world's end
是当时的信徒被神的手一动，他们分散到各地各方去过日子。
Is that when the hand of God moved, the believers were scattered and they were willing to live for God.
把他们的信仰就在他们的生活的当中就传给了他们所去到的地方。
Through their lives, they spread the gospel wherever they went.
今天很多的时候我们宣教士在担心我用什么话给人家传福音。
Many times today the missionary may worry what kind of words can I use to share the gospel.
哎呀，去到一群人当他的话不会我怎么办？
If I go to a group of people and don't even understand the language, what can I do?
我不晓得那时候的信徒被赶散到其他人的中间，他有没有一个专门语言学校去学他们的话，我不晓得。
I do not know for those early church Christians whether they have language school.
我相信可能有个很实际的情况是这样。
I think the practical situation was
他们被带到了一群跟他们讲话不太一样人的中间。
If they were led among a group of people which have a different language,
他们就活在他们的中间。
They lived among them.
他们就按照复活的主在他们生命里面所带领的生活方式，在那个地方见证神。
They try to live according to the testimony that the Lord has given them.
可能两年、三年、五年、八年以后，
maybe 2, 3, 5 years,
他们学会了当地人的话。
They've learned the language.
当地人就问他们，哎，为什么你们是这样的喜乐，这样的有盼望的在活呢？
And then the people will ask them, how is it that you have joy and hope in your everyday life?
当那个时候他们把他们所信仰的缘由讲出来的时候，让人就不得不信。
At that time, when they share the reason for their faith, people will believe.
弟兄姊妹，你能够想象吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you imagine this?
在初期教会的时候，
in the early church,
那个时候的文化不是基督教文化。
That civilization was not Christian.
那个时候的文化价值体系是希腊罗马哲学思想文化的体系。
Their civilization is based on Greek and Roman system.
当时的这群信耶稣的人，
For Christians then,
他们是民中大民中的小民。
They were minorities.
他们几乎是没有学问的人。
They were those that were not educated.
没有什么地位的人。
They did not have social status.
但是你会发现一件非常稀奇的事。
But the amazing thing is,
现在主宰欧美文化的不是当年的希罗哲学。
Who is in charge today in the European countries? Not those that originated from the Greek and Roman civilization.
我们现在还可以感受到西方文化的精髓是基督教伦理。
Western civilization today has their origin in Christianity.In countries, not those that originated from the Greek and Roman civilization.
我们现在还可以感受到西方文化的精髓是基督教伦理。
Western civilization today has their origin in Christianity.
怎么有可能？
You may say, how can this be possible?
我就发现这一些门徒被神赶散到各地去的时候，他们就生活在当时人群的里面。
So I feel that the disciples were scattered by God and they lived among the peoples of that time.
他们不但没有被当时的文化所同化，
they did not, their culture was not homogenized.
他们活出了强而有力属神生活的见证。
On the other hand, their lives show strongly the work of God.
一代一代的扭转的时候，居然耶稣基督的信仰取代了当时希罗文化背景的社会。
And as generation passed from generation, the Christian culture took over.
假如我们很诚恳地问句话，今天到底是我们信仰，我们的信仰影响了社会，还是我们的生活完全被社会所同化？
We have to ask this question honestly. Are we being shaped by our society, or is our faith shaping society?
所以今天讲到说是为德之名，我们应该迈开我们的步伐，走向为德之名的同时。
So when we say about the unreached and we want to reach them,
我想要跟大家讲的是，我们是不是可以不再拒绝丢弃那些已经被我们丢弃很久的人？
My question to you is, can we stop throwing away these people?
是不是我们可以在神面前重新立志说，主啊，我们愿意开始为着满足你的心而活，而不是我信耶稣是希望耶稣来满足我的要求而活。
Can we come before our Lord and honestly say, Lord, I want to satisfy your wishes and not the other way around?
因为当我们想到宣教的时候，
When we think about mission,
我们只讲到说神对我们有这样一个命令，
We say God has this command on us.
但是我在圣经里面看到，在初期教会有人这样的立志，立志。
But then when I read the Bible, I find there are people who have made up their own minds.
很多的时候，我们非常的强调说，主啊，是不是你要我去？
Very often we ask, Lord, is it your will for me to go?
但是我们今天在罗马书十五章读到一段圣经，保罗怎么说？我立了志向。
But what did Paul say in Romans? He said, it has always been my ambition.
神的话需要人立志来回应。
The word of God needs our will to respond.
所以我今天愿意说，走向为德之名的意思，乃是说，主啊，我立下了志愿，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音。
So can we say, as Paul says, in order to reach the unreached, can we say it has been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ...
我不是发明一个狭义的宣教定义。
I'm not trying to discover a narrow sense for mission.
我是愿意再一次的在神的面前说，主啊，这是你的心意。
I have to say before of God.
其实真正走向义的之名，可能那个重点还不是在我从美国去到台湾，去到泰国，还不是。
Perhaps it's not as important for us to say to reach the unreached, we need to leave North America to go to Taiwan or Thailand.
我想把一个精神跟大家一起思想。
Perhaps the spirit is more important.
因为很多的时候我们读圣经的时候，
because very often when we read the Bible,
我们乃是把人对圣经的解释就当作了圣经。
We treat men's explanation of the word of God to take the place of the word of God.
每一段圣经都有人对它做一个解释。
Because in every passage there has been interpretations.
有的是神学解释，有的是个人经历的解释。
Some may interpret through theology, some may interpret the Bible through their experience.
但是我说那只是对这一段圣经一部分的领会解释而已。
But this is only a partial understanding of the word of God.
它不可以代表代替圣经的本身。
It doesn't represent the Bible itself.
所以从前的宣教是这样讲的。
So the missionaries in the past said,
似乎好像说跨越文化，这是宣教的很重要的终极的目标。
Seemingly, cross-cultural evangelism is the end of mission.
我觉得在初期的教会这样的解释是通的。
I feel that in the early churches, this explanation is acceptable.
因为耶路撒冷人不进到撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚就没有福音。
Because if the people from Jerusalem does not go to Samaria, the Samaritans cannot get the gospel.
假如人到了撒玛利亚，不从撒玛利亚去到撒玛利亚以外的外邦人的地区，那个地方就没有福音。
Because if they did not leave Samaria, the people outside will not receive the gospel.
对，在那样一个特定的时段的里面，这样的解释异文化是通的。
Yes, for that day and age, this explanation is acceptable.
但是在现在这个时代不一定。
But maybe not so for today.
举个例子来讲。
I'll give you an example.
我从美国到了台湾。
If I go from America to Taiwan,
我可能不会讲中文。
Maybe I do not speak Chinese.
所以我到了台湾以后呢，我就学讲中文。
So after I arrived in Taiwan, I learned Chinese.
讲到个地步，就可以用中文跟台湾的一个人传福音。
Until an extent that I can actually preach the gospel, share the gospel with someone in Chinese.
这个叫什么呢？这个就从 A 国到了 B 国，然后不用 A 国的语文，用 B 国的语文跟一个人传福音。
So I describe this as one leaving country A to country B, using the language of country B to share the gospel.
所以这个就叫跨越跨国异文化宣教。
So we can say this is cross-country, cross-cultural evangelism.
然后呢，我用另外一方面再来跟大家讲。
But perhaps another way.
碰到另外一个台湾的传道人。
You meet another preacher from Taiwan.
我是从美国到台湾去的。
I'm from America.
他是就在台湾传福音。
He is from Taiwan.
结果我们下面有一个姐妹，她是台湾的一个需要福音的人，她也去跟她传福音，我也去跟她传福音。
And then in front of us is someone who's from Taiwan who needs the gospel. The Taiwanese preacher shared, and I also shared the gospel.
然后呢，我是宣教士，跨国异文化的宣教士，他不是。
But then I can claim I am a cross-cultural missionary. He is not.
我们在同一个地区跟同一个人用同样的文字传福音，结果我是宣教士，他不是。
We are in the same place. We use the same words to share the same message. But I am a missionary. He is not.
是不是啊？这叫双重标准呢。
This is called a double standard.
假如这样传福音叫宣教的话，我也是，他也是。为什么我是，他不是呢？
If I am a missionary sharing the gospel under these circumstances, then he is also.
我觉得说在现在这样一个很多地方已经有福音，而真正那个从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚，撒玛利亚到外邦地极，真正的意思乃是把福音从有福音的地方传到没有福音的地方，这是我们要看重的。
So I feel that the proper interpretation for today is to bring the gospel from where it exists to a place where there isn't.
现在很可怜的就是说，哎呀，什么地方是福音没有传到的地方啊？
So when we say where is the place where the gospel hasn't been preached?
他们离我们太远了。
You say, oh, they are so far away from us.
可能并不远。
Maybe it's not that far.
就在 Boston 的 downtown.
Maybe it's just downtown in Boston.
有没有可能啊？
Is that possible?
有没有可能啊？
Is that possible?
我们说美国是一个没有什么文化民族歧视的国家，不要骗自己。我告诉你
，Do not deceive yourself。
我们有太多的人是我们不愿意去接触的。
There are many people in America that we are unwilling to touch.
有太多人是我们走过要捂着鼻子或者快快的怕会遭遇到什么样的不幸的。
Many times we pass them and we just rush away.
我这次在 Ruggles 教会听到一个姐妹跟我分享。
When I was in Ruggles, New Jersey, I heard a sister share this.
哎，她说弟兄啊，你们那边有没有一些被人家丢弃的孩子？
He said, brother, do you have children that's discarded over there?
他说我一直想找这样的人群，把主的爱给他们。
And she said, I've been looking for such a group of people to share the love of God with them.
因为我是一个被家人所丢弃的孩子，神的爱临到我。
Because I was a child that was discarded by my family, and yet the love of God has come upon me.
我觉得这个话我很理解，很能理解。
I say I can understand this and comprehend this.
他接下去讲的我就不太能理解。
But then when she continued to say something, I cannot accept.
他说其实有很多的黑人很好。
And she said, actually, a lot of blacks are very good.
他说我在纽约的曼哈顿这个地区，汽车熄火两次，不是都是黑人来帮我推车的。
She said, when I was in Manhattan twice, my car broke down.It were only the black people who helped me push my car.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
未得之民不是远在天边
The unreached is not really at the ends of the world.
未得之民很可能就近在眼前
It could be right before your eyes.
假如我们能够想说什么地方福音还没有传到呢
If only we can think, where is the place that the gospel has not been preached?
我们说我们不知道，我们没有去
You say, I do not know, I have not been there.
假如等到有一天我们知道了，我们还不去。
But then if one day you know and you still don't go.
所以当我这样分享的时候
So when I share like this,
我乃是说
I'm saying,
我说求主让我们看见这群未得之民是神所爱的。
Lord, help us to see that the unreached are those that's loved by you.
我愿意跟大家分享的乃是说真的让我们从今天开始
What I want to share with you is starting from today.
我们的眼光从光单单注意自己开始转移到注意神的心意。
Let's turn our eyes from observing our own needs to the will of God.
保罗可以立这样的志愿。
Paul can make such an ambition for himself.
他的志愿的意思乃是说，我要到福音没有传过的地方去传福音。
He said, I want to preach the gospel where Christ is not known.
我觉得这是基督徒生命里面往前一大步。
I believe when we can say this, then we have taken a big step.
我们希望走进爱主的弟兄姊妹中间去。
Of course, we want to be with those who love the Lord.
我们喜欢走进到一群在敬拜的里面很能享受的人群里面去。
Of course, we want to join those and enjoy the worship service.
我觉得这都是好的，感谢主。
This is good, and we praise the Lord.
但是不是最好。
But this is not the best.
最好乃是要进到福音还没有传过的地方。
The best is to go where the gospel is not known.
我不是有这样的心智，神带我到没有传过福音的人群里面去。
I do not have this ambition, but the Lord brought me there.
我只是在神面前说，主啊，我得了你这么大救恩的宝贝。
I just felt that before the Lord, I have received such a precious gift.
我也深深地知道，社会人间一切智慧的发明不能够解决人内心的问题。
And I know that all the discoveries and all the inventions of this world cannot solve the problems of today.
我能够真正看见的乃是耶稣基督才能扭转我们人。
I've seen that only the Lord Jesus can turn us around.
我只是很愿意的真实的把我所得着的耶稣我所得着的福音去跟人分享。
All I wanted to do is to share with others the Lord Jesus that I have received.
当我今天站在这里的时候我愿意做一个见证我就结束今天晚上这一堂道。
And I would like to end today's sermon by this testimony.
从我的生命被主扭转以后
Since my life was turned around by the Lord,
因为你们不能够想象我从前是个什么样的人。
I don't think you can imagine how I used to be.
我现在还有我那个时候的照片，像强盗一样。
I still have my pictures from those days. I look like a bandit.
因为这个李牧师看到那时候照片，是那才是我认识你的时候啊，那个。
When Pastor Lee saw this picture, he said, "Oh, this is the real you that I remember."
等到我真的认罪悔改，得着神的生命以后。
But when I truly repented and I received the life of Christ,
我会带着一群教会的孩子们一起到桥边去传福音。
I will lead a group of children and we will go to the edge of the bridge to share the gospel.
我愿意带领从前跟我一起在外面混的同伴一起来敬拜神。
I want to worship God with those that I used to roam with.
可以厚着脸皮一家一家去按门铃去发单张。
I would be so thick-skinned that I would go from door to door to share the gospel tracts.
然后慢慢跟着传道人到台湾的山区里面去跟台湾的这个原住民传福音。
And then later on, I would follow these preachers to the mountain people in Taiwan.
以后慢慢慢慢居然敢跟教会的牧师、传道人讲说，好不好？教会的布道的聚会、福音的安排策略，由我们八人小组来负责。
Slowly, I would be so courageous that I would volunteer to coordinate and plan for the gospel strategy.
就这样一步一步的，神就把我们带到需要福音的地方。
Step by step, the Lord led us to where the need of the gospel is.
弟兄姊妹，奇不奇妙？
Brothers and sisters, is this not amazing?
我们这边在座有很多年轻人。
There are many young people here today.
我今天的祷告里，我特别觉得主啊，这是你的盼望。
In my prayer today, I feel the Lord, this is where the hope is.
我不是说年纪比较大的就是主的失望，不是。
I'm not saying that if you are older, then you are disappointing God.
我们有另外一方面可以让主的心得着满足。
Perhaps we can satisfy the Lord in another way.
今天我们在神的面前。
But before God today.
宣教士不是成为我们谢慕的对象。
Missionariesare not role models that we are envious of.
我们应该羡慕的乃是他们爱人灵魂的心。
What we should be envious about is their love for the souls of men.
一个人在本地不会关心人灵魂的，他就是做了宣教士也不会传福音的。
If someone does not care for the souls around, that's for a missionary.
我敢讲，一个人在美国，他不会爱跟他程度差很多的人。他跑到很远的福音未得的群体里面去，他也不见得会爱他们的。
I can say boldly that if you cannot love someone who's very different from you in America, then you do not plan to go and love those in the unreached.
今天地方的距离可以借着交通工具来解决。
Today, geographical separation can be overcome by transportation.
今天人跟人之间的距离，只有基督的爱才能够缩短。
But the separation among people can only be bridged by the love of God.
当我们讲说我们要开始向未得之民往前走的时候，
So when we say we want to start some work among the unreached,
我们求主开我们的眼，
We beg the Lord to open our eyes.
让我们看见在我们生活周围有很多被我们离弃很久的人，
To see that there are many groups of people that we have forsaken right around us.
明天我要跟大家介绍一下我们所碰到的那一群未得之民。
Tomorrow I will give you a more introduction to our unreached group.
还有这个幻灯片。
I will also show you the slides.
我愿意今天稍微再讲一下。
But I would like to complete this.
让明天来参加的就可以接下去就能够很清楚了。
So that you can get a complete picture when you come tomorrow.
神现在把我们带进一群人的中间。
The Lord have brought us into a group of people.
这一群人，外面的人很少接触他们。
This group of people is rarely touched by others.
他们大概有大概有80万到100万的人口。
The total population is between 800,000 to 1,000,000.
他们所居住的地区大概有1/3或者是2/3台湾这么大。
The place where they live is only about 2/3 of the area of Taiwan.
就是。假如没有基督徒进去的话，他们就不知道什么叫做基督徒。
If a Christian did not enter that place, they will not know what a Christian is.
假如没有一个人愿意去那边传福音的话，他们就不知道耶稣是什么意思。
If no one's willing to go in and share the gospel with them, they would not know the meaning of the word Jesus. But the Lord have brought us there. We didn't know how to begin. We do not understand their languages. But the Lord brought us there.
神很稀奇, 祂给我们开传福音的门。
The Lord is amazing. He opens up doors.
希望大家明天一起来思想这一个为的之名。
I encourage you to come tomorrow and let us meditate upon this group of the unreached.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
在祷告以前,
Before I pray,
我只有一个问题。
I only have one question.
可能这是一个非常抽象，好像非常的是，让我们不是很实际的一个问题。
Perhaps you think that this question is too abstract and cannot be comprehended.
但是我觉得可能真正是我们应该做的一个决定。But
I truly feel that this is a decision that we need to make.
我不知道今天在这里的弟兄姊妹中间。I
do not know among us today.
不管你是什么年龄。No
matter what your age.
你说主啊,
you say, Lord,
你今天给我听见你的话,
today I have heard your words.
我愿意做一个决定,
I want to make a choice.
我从现在开始,
from this day on,
我愿意到需要福音的地方去活,
I'm willing to live in a place that needs the gospel.
这个需要福音的地方可能就近在眼前,
this place may be right before us.
这个需要福音的地方也很可能远在天边。
And it could be very far away from us.
但是你说主啊,
But you're willing to say, Lord,
我愿意我的一生,
I want to use my life.
不是照我的心意到我喜欢去活的地方去活。
Not to be spent in a place where I want to live.
我愿意让我的一生去到最需要福音的地方而活。
I want to spend my life to live in a place where the need of the gospel is greatest.
假如有这样的弟兄姊妹，请你举手。
If there are brothers and sisters like that, please raise your hand.
感谢主, 感谢主,
praise the Lord.
感谢主看见了。我相信不单单是你举手，举起来手，请你放下。
After you raise your hand, you can lower them.
我觉得这是一个面对一个很严肃的问题。
I believe that this is facing a serious question.
还有没有这样的人？你说我愿意主啊，我愿意到最需要福音的地方去生活。
Are there still others who are willing to respond to say, I'm willing to go where the need is greatest?
还有没有这样的人?
Are there still more?
感谢主,
Praise the Lord.
我们请刚才举手的你站起来。
If you have raised your hand just now, will you please stand?
我们要祷告。
Because we have to pray.
耶稣，我们感谢你， 因为我们已经为我们自己想活的，我们已经活了那么长的一段时间。 但是当我们想到世界需要福音的需要， 主啊，当在这里有弟兄姊妹站立在你面前的时候，主啊，我要求你，求你在我们的余生，你就使用我们，去到最需要福音的地方。主啊，能够将你自己的宝贝跟人分享。主啊，站起来的每一个，你的儿女们，主啊，你一个一个的检查、悦纳，主啊，而且使用。阿门。听你仆人这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.